So in terms of what we have in Texas for our 1115 waiver, again, we applied for it in 2011, and it gave us the ability to operate our Medicaid managed care delivery system model. There were some charity care funding pools in there, and in particular an uncompensated care pool for hospitals. That was the one payment structure that I mentioned could no longer continue under managed care. We transitioned that into a UC pool in this 1115 waiver so that those dollars could continue. And then there's been some other significant funding sources and programs that were rolled into our 1115 waiver. In particular, a delivery system reform and set improvement program known as DSRIP. That was the program in Texas where each community could come up with something that was new and innovative. Hospitals worked with their local communities to put those in place. And that was something that allowed our healthcare providers in our communities to really try to tailor care, tailor coverage for their local communities. So that was an integral part of our initially approved 1115 waiver in Texas. So where are we today in terms of our 1115 waiver? I think this is a good chart. It shows you we were initially approved in December 2011, went for 5 years. The negotiations, as you have probably gathered at this point, can be lengthy between CMS and the state. So we had a one-year extension in the middle as we considered that next round of a waiver. We had a five-year extension. So we are currently approaching, in September, the end of our existing 1115 waiver. So what we will talk about mostly today are the next steps going forward and where we are in terms of the next round of continuing this 1115 waiver. So in January of 2021, the Trump administration approved Texas's request to continue that 1115 waiver for 10 years, which was a long time. Most extensions are 5 years. Texas was able to get a 10-year extension. It transitioned our DSRIP program into new directed payment programs, and we'll talk about more of those in just a second. That has been some subject of significant debate and conversation back and forth between CMS and Texas. That 10-year extension also created a new charity care pool for community mental health and public health providers at about $500 million a year. Our uncompensated care pool, primarily for hospitals, but there's other healthcare providers included in that as well, was also continued. And then a key tenet of 1115 waiver is to be approved by CMS. You have to do it cheaper than you would without the waiver. So Texas was able to show that continuing to function with an 1115 waiver because of the way that we run our managed care system and because of the way that we were running our supplemental payment programs, we were going to save the feds more than $10 billion over the life of that waiver. The programs, DSRIP was intended to transition into five directed payment programs. These are outlined here. Probably the ones, if you've been reading about any of these, that you've seen the most discussion about is the CHIRP, the first one, TIPS, the ones for physicians, and then RAPS, the rural access one. Those are the ones that there was significant conversation with CMS and Texas back and forth for really 8 months in terms of approval, which was just granted. But you can see they are comprehensive. They are intended to compensate healthcare providers because they are paid below cost in Medicaid. And then they were intended to transition DSRIP into the 10 years of the new waiver. After the approval in January of 2021, CMS under the Biden administration came in and actually rescinded Texas' 1115 waiver. Promptly, the state of Texas sued to have that waiver reinstated. Texas cured the public notice provision that had been cited as a question in the initial application, resubmitted its waiver. And at that point, CMS and HHSC began negotiating on those directed payment programs. We got to the point where the existing DSRIP expired, the existing supplemental payment program for hospitals expired. So we had 8 months of conversations back and forth and negotiations, 8 months of those payments not flowing. 8 months of significant advocacy from all healthcare and hospital providers trying to make sure our delegation in Congress and our legislature in Austin and the White House understood the impact of not having those programs flow for 8 months and the challenges that that was causing for our healthcare providers, particularly as all of that was occurring in the midst of the pandemic. And ultimately, what we finally saw on March 25th, so just recently, was that CMS did approve those three programs. So all five DPPs have now been approved. So where are we now, today, currently as we sit? Those five DPPs have been approved. The three that were approved on March 25th, and in particular, we have been, at a THA perspective, very focused on the CHIRP, the hospital program. It was approved retroactively back to September 1, so we are working very closely with our health plans now to have those dollars begin to flow retroactively all the way back to September 1, process all those claims, and get those dollars flowing to hospitals. The court ruling and the court case is still very much active in terms of what the next steps are going to be on the waiver, and we can talk certainly more about that today and where we envision that going. And then note that in terms of the approval on March 25th by CMS, that same week, HHSC in Texas also got a notification from the federal OIG that there was an intent to audit the way that we finance our local provider participation funds. So that is going to be a significant amount of effort and time and work that we're going to be doing going forward. And so really the litigation over the waiver rescission is ongoing, and we can talk more about that absolutely too. Just working now to set the stage to get us where we are currently.